I'm going to familiarize us with a map of North America. It's an old map, but it is contemporary as well. It's the Technate map of America. Has anybody ever heard of that before? Technate map of America? I doubted it, but you never know. It was published in July 1940 by a group called Technocracy. It was drawn by the organization's founder, an engineer, Howard Scott. Virtually unknown now, the organization had more than 500,000 members in California alone at its time of greatest popularity during the 30s and the 40s. It was a political movement involving technology. Now, I want to give a quick disclaimer, and I'm honest about this. I don't want to hear about this in the courtyard. Whether you are MAGA or suffer from Trump derangement syndrome at the other end, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. These are facts of history that are just true. And so it's not pro or anti-Trump. You'll see what I mean in just a minute. The bedrock principle of technocracy can be discerned by an article Scott wrote. Its title, America Now and Forever. To achieve that goal and ensure America's preservation, technocracy envisioned merging the United States, Canada, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean into a single self-sustaining entity. He drew a map, the Technate map of North America, reflecting that mission. Venezuela was added to the map in order to, and I quote, secure the natural resources and boundaries necessary for a completely independent, self-sustaining geographical unit. Nothing going on in Venezuela today, is there? Get this, again a quote, Greenland is on the map as a critical strategic defense base to protect the continent's northeastern perimeter. And so in the 1930s and 40s, this group, Technocracy, wanted to, you know, make the North American hemisphere independent with Canada, Mexico, all the way down to Venezuela and her resources, and with Greenland. It sounds very contemporary if you get my drift. North America would be a single entity called a technate. It would serve as the prototype for the rest of the nations of the world to establish technates. Technocracy was an America First movement. It envisioned all of North America and united under a single government. Commerce would be cashless and universal. The prosperity of Venezuela and the protection of Greenland are essential for success. Now, there's another interesting connection to that. Elon Musk's maternal grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, was a prominent leader in the Canadian technocracy movement. Musk has expressed interest in what he calls a Martian technocracy. Then there's the Club of Rome, separate organization, an international think tank founded in 1968. They bring together scientists, economists, business leaders, former heads of state to study long-term global challenges and solutions. In the 70s, the Club of Rome decided that the world should be divided into 10 regions. Now, this is all interesting to us. These aren't prophecies. These are secular institutions. It's interesting to us because Revelation 17 predicts 10 kings will rule over 10 kingdoms in the Great Tribulation, giving way to the Antichrist to rule them all. And so over the years, as you followed prophecy and had updates on prophecy or read prophecy books, they always talk about this 10-nation or 10-region confederacy. And so what I'm saying is that since this is so prominent in the Bible, going all the way back to Daniel more than 2,500 years ago, you would expect some mention of things like this in the political movements of men. And these aren't Christian movements, as I said. And so I just, you know, I can't say where this feels, you know, fits in with Bible prophecy, but it's fantastic to me to read for some reason, right? I mean, in the 1930s and 40s, some guy named Howard Scott was doing what our president is doing, trying to get Greenland and Venezuela and Canada. It's incredible. I'm not saying Trump knows anything about it. He probably doesn't. And that's even more incredible. Now, this is one of those just, you know, footnote kind of things. And so just watch for this as time goes on. We are not going to see the Antichrist come to power. We probably won't know who he is because we are going to be resurrected and raptured before he is revealed. In fact, we have to be. And so you and I are preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to know the times and the signs of the times, know that we're in the last days. And sometimes say, well, how do you know we're in the last days? Well, in Hebrews, it opens with the fact that God has spoken through prophets and such, but he says in these last days. So the last days began with Jesus Christ, because in these last days, he said, God has spoken to us through Jesus. So we've been in the last days for a long time, now we see so many more signs that the end is near. And so we ask this question, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.